Block Club Chicago for extremely local news on the Team Hochberg phone line. Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm up to about 65%, actually. And I like your story here that you've got to lead off about a place that in the north suburbs, lots of folks have always liked Sarkies, and they're expanding. What a time to expand.
Yeah, exactly. The even the owner acknowledges this does not always seem to make a lot of sense, but she's going for it. Sarkis Cafe has been a mainstay up in the northwest corner of Evanston since 1965. It's I wouldn't say it's your typical greasy spoon, but it is a greasy spoon. It's kind of tucked. It's cramped. You know, you got to sort of fight your way to get in, but people just love it. I've been going there since my parents took me as a little kid. I still go all the time. It is fantastic. But it's always been an Evanston thing. They've thought about going into the city at some point, but now that the owner, Marla Kramen, said, you know, their takeout orders and delivery orders at the Evanston location have really shot up. It's a pretty simple thing to cook and deliver. So she said, let's give it a shot. Let's open a carryout and delivery only spot in Chicago. There's going to be no dine-in service at this point. Not that they could do it anyway, but they're just basically expanding their delivery zone by opening up a new location in the Avondale neighborhood. It's going to be at 3517 North Spalding Avenue. I guess it's an old Eagle Insurance in a strip mall. So they're just planting the flag. They'll be selling the Loretta sandwiches and the disaster sandwiches and their famous omelets, and really keeping the legacy of former owner Sarkis Tashin alive. Sarkis was quite a character if you'd ever visited him up in Evanston.
Yeah, we used to have him on our old Fox Thing in the Morning show. He was a great character, and he had great stories about some of his famous customers like President Carter and Harold Ramis. Of course, it was mainly a lot of students coming home from college, and they'd always stop in, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, there's the regulars, but there's the college students and the high school students. It's sort of the demilitarized zone between Evanston and New Trier high schools, I'd say. It's one of the few spots you can see Trevians and Wildcats interacting peacefully. and everyone's usually in, you know, it's the morning. There's a lot of pajama bottoms going on, and it's a fun spot. And you know, Sarkis passed away a couple years ago. He actually had sold the restaurant about 20 years ago. So the family that took it over has been keeping his legacy alive and now working hard to spread the love to the northwest side of Chicago. So good luck to them.
And we have some restaurant news from the south side this morning in Bridgeport. What's going on there?
This is another pandemic shift, and this one is quite interesting. Folks who are fans of Maria's Packaged Goods and Bar and its sister restaurant, Kimski, they know it well. It's a very popular Bridgeport spot. It, too, is closed down to indoor dining. So what owner Ed Marzuski is doing is he's turning it into basically a free restaurant, a carryout restaurant, or pay as you can, you know, is the better way of saying it. If you can't afford the meals, you can still come and pick them up at the 31st Street location. If you can afford it, leave a donation that helps support the meals, and it helps keep the Kimski workers on the job. And that's, you know, there's two parts of this. It's to feed the community, but it's also to keep his employees paid and working. And it's really interesting. He started it last week. It's been very popular. They're going for 2,000 free meals a week. They're gonna try to distribute, and they're getting a bunch of other restaurants involved in it as well. Employees from there are coming over to work and distributing the food. So It's a great community effort, and we applaud Ed, who also owns Mars Brewery, also in the neighborhood. He's really just, you know, trying to keep the place going, but also, you know, keep all his the community fed as best he can.
Yeah, our shout out to him and good luck. That's 960 West 31st, Kimski. And finally, tell us about this guy in Lincoln Square and what he's doing to relieve pandemic stress. This is crazy.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm hesitant to go too deep into this one because it doesn't seem like good advice, but here goes. Dan O'Connor is a Lincoln Square man, an artist, a local character. He has been diving into or jumping into Lake Michigan at Montrose Harbor now every day since March 13th, I think. We're at about 159 straight days, and that sounds fine in July, obviously, but I was looking at his video of yesterday, and he said the water was 47 degrees, so it's getting harder and harder, but Dan said he rode his bike down there one day. It was actually in June, and was just kind of clearing his head, obviously stressed out, and he decided on a whim to jump in right up there at the ladder so he could get out at the Montrose Harbor seawall, and, you know, he came back the next day, then the next day, and then it became his pandemic routine, and I don't think he's going to go for the Lou Gehrig streak here. He did say at some point it's going to get too cold for him and not safe. But yes, he's been documenting this on his Twitter account since June, and it's pretty funny. It kind of just pops up every morning, and you're like, "Well, Dan did it again." So he's been getting a lot of love from his friends and fans out there over this, and you know. Stay safe, Dan. It's getting cold.
Yeah, good luck, Dan O'Connor. Seamus Toomey, thanks. More at blockclubchicago.org. Have a great day, Seamus. We'll talk to you.
Okay, Bob, you too.